Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah. This is Evelyn Brock.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay.
How is it over there?
It's okay right now. We have some of the clouds and winds have started to come across, like the very first bands of it or whatever. But
uh-huh.
From what I'm watching on the Weather Channel, it hasn't actually, like the eye isn't, it hasn't hit on the East Coast yet. We're just getting some of the bands right now.
Okay. Is the eye going to go actually over you guys? Or
not over. We're on the west coast of Florida, so but it's only 2 hours from our side to their side.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so the storm is so big that we're in a hurricane watch in our area. And then they're, of course, in the warning because it's definitely going to hit over there, but it depends on exactly where it hits and if it travels. If the eye actually, in some projections, it shows the eye actually coming partway onto the state. So at that point, as large as it is, it's going to affect the whole state of Florida.
That is so crazy. That's so scary.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That it's the size, the hurricane is the size of Texas.
Dang.
Yeah, it's pretty
that
bad.
Is
and
insane.
Right now it's picked up. It's definitely a hurricane, Category 4 now.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've done as much as I can do by myself. My husband's trying to, like, really secure a lot of things with some of our customers.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, so.
Did he get his Harley?
He did. He
okay.
got back at 1:30 this morning, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I understand.
Yeah.
That was important to him.
That's his girlfriend.
That's
basically.
His girlfriend. That's right.
Yeah. And at times she's more important to me. So.
I'm sure he spends equal time with each one of you.
Oh, yes. Well, we spend time with her together. So.
Oh, there you go. See, that's the spirit.
Yeah. So. No, that's real important to me. He always wanted one. He finally got one. He's only had it maybe, I don't know, a year and a half. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah. So, anyway, my concern was that whole, they have complete access, my login, my password, our secret questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not comfortable with that at all.
Hey,
so, I don't.
I understand. You are not the only one. So, the reason why we have that set up is for, it's a third party that actually does the check on that. And what it is that there's been businesses who have scammed us and other companies with fake bank statements and fake bank accounts. So they put that on there, but there's other ways around that. Like, you don't have to literally write all your information. You can just, I can send you a link and then you can just log in and nobody else sees it but you and the company.
So I know, but then are they still going to have access to go into my bank account whenever they want?
No, they just, I can clarify. I'm pretty sure they can't go whenever they want. They can't touch anything. They can't do anything.
Okay.
So they have no access. Like, they can't go in there and get a bank statement. You know what I mean? Or if they want to change your address on, they have no access to your account. Literally, it is for them to verify that you have a legitimate bank account. And you don't have to write your information. I understand we can skip that page. I have a lot of owners that don't write their info, but you'd be surprised how many business owners actually put all that info on there. So that's why they
said. Yeah, I can't imagine that is like.
I know. I'm the same way. I would never write any of my info down, so I understand.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. And
I understand.
Yeah, so.
Well, let me get you the link, and then it'll be a lot easier, and you don't have to put any of that info down. So you can.
So the link that I'm using, what exactly is going to happen there?
So the link that you're using is a third party. They don't even have anything to do with the loan. So they're going to look at to verify that your account is legitimate, like you've logged in and it is an official bank account. I don't know the exact term for it or how to explain it. I can get a better explanation, actually, to explain a little bit better.
I do want to tell you, I asked the other company that I had talked to before I started talking to you guys.
Uh-huh.
And I asked them, did they have to do any of that? And they don't. So all they need, they said, was to verify, like, my tax return and things that showed that I had ownership of the company, or that he and I were owners of the company. And none of the other things that were being asked for are required, such as a $350 fee to have someone take pictures of our house that will prove nothing, except
yeah.
that somebody lives here. I mean, it could
yeah.
be, I could be giving you anyone's address. There's nothing here that's going to prove that even I live here without it being a business.
Sure.
I mean, this literally will prove nothing.
Okay. I tell you what, let me see. You're absolutely right. And, you know, now that you explained that to me of how it's just a house and it doesn't say the business
right.
name, right? There's no signage
Okay. No, we're actually, and to be honest, we live in we're in a rural residential area.
Uh-huh.
This is not even zoned commercial, and we keep a low profile because we live on a dead-end street, and
uh-huh.
we all have 5 acres or more out here. No
okay.
one cares that we have our business here, so long as we don't, like, our guys can't be crazy driving up and down the road loud in the morning loading up our equipment, you
right.
know, things like that. We definitely don't put out signage. You know, we don't, I mean, I think the lady next door runs a business out of her home, too, because UPS is there every day. But, you know, we don't infringe on each other, and we don't violate in any way, like, this is not zoned commercial.
Okay.
The only thing that's here that would, if the trucks were here, we do have graphics on my husband's truck, and the others are just magnets that can be taken off depending on where we are, because some places we're not allowed to have signage. So.
Okay. I tell you what. You know what? Let me see what I can do about that. Okay. Let me take all that info and see if I can even get that waived for you. Because it doesn't sound like it's going to be useful, to be
yeah,
honest.
It's literally
you know?
Going to prove nothing.
Yeah, so let me see what I can do about that, and let me figure out the other option there. And I'll see
okay.
if I can go around it completely. If
all
I
right.
can't, then I'll at least get an option that you're comfortable with. Because I just want to do what you're comfortable with. So if you're not comfortable with anything,
I mean,
you
I
let
can
me know.
Get you, I mean, I can get you pictures of our trucks, that doesn't really prove anything. I can get you copies of our registrations on our company trucks.
Well, let me tell you the reason why they wanted to know where, I mean, it's not a huge thing. I may be able to jump around that loop, but the reason why is that there's been businesses, again, who have scammed and created fake businesses
yeah.
and tried to take
yeah.
the, you
and
know,
I'm,
the
I'm sure
loans
there's...
out. So it's all for
right.
security reasons. That's all that is for.
Sure.
You
well,
know?
I mean, we have business references that, I mean, people that
yeah.
deal with every single day. Southern Gulf deals with us, and I know that's when I put on the application.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with them weekly. I mean, and in fact, one of the guys who works there used to work for us. Hertz rents us two of our trucks, and they know we're a business. I mean,
okay.
I have other construction companies that we actually do work for. I have... I mean, I have other ways to prove we're a business. I mean,
okay.
But I just don't see what's the benefit of paying $350 for someone to take pictures of our house.
You're right.
That they're not going to prove anything.
You're absolutely right. Let me see what I can do, Evelyn. I'll get that taken care of, and then I will. Would you like me to call you back? You want me to email you? What do you prefer?
There's nothing else I can do outside now because it's been raining ever since.
Okay.
This morning, so. Or this midday. So you can call me back. And then I think I have all the other questions answered. And I'm confusing myself, and now I'm not sure where I set that paperwork. But it's here. It's just on my desk as a little bit of a shambles. I've been trying to do too many things at one time. That's every day. But
you're right.
with you, it was $300 and some a month or day. For 8 months, is that correct?
Let me pull that up here. It was 363 for 6 months.
6 months, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the other one is 200 a day for 8 months. Okay, basically
yeah.
they're going to be the same, but okay.
Yeah, but what's right. good about ours is that halfway through, remember, we'll be able to try and get you guys on if you need more money as well. Hopefully you don't. I mean, let's.
Yeah, hopefully,
you know, hopefully
we don't.
You guys.
You know,
yeah,
we don't
just,
even want this. But.
I understand, and you know that we want to be able to help you guys. So we know that this loan it's expensive. So if
yeah.
it's going to help you guys, you know, pick the right company to work with. And as you, I promise, as you, if you happen to need another one, the rate that you're getting now, I promise you I can get you a better rate next time. As a returning customer, it's just what we do. We really do work with businesses, and we know you have a lot of options out there. So we don't want you to go shop around. We want you to be able to trust us and be like, okay, he said he would give me the best rate. He better give me the best rate, you know, and we'll be honest with you about everything. So we're not trying to hide anything from you, or we understand what's out there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You're going to send me something else about the a different way to verify our bank account?
Yeah, I'm going to find a different option for you, and then I'm going to see what I can do about the inspection.
Okay.
Okay, right. And I'll give you a... Absolutely, I'll give you a call back.
All right, thank you. All right.
Thanks, Evelyn.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Uh-huh, bye.